Shalom, brethren. Today is Thursday, the 1st of December 2022, on the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and on the Hebrew calendar, which is also the biblical calendar. Today is the 7th day of the month called Kislev. Kislev is the 9th month of the year on the biblical calendar as per Exodus chapter 12 verse 1 to 2. Hallelujah. I know it's a little bit confusing because on the Roman Gregorian calendar we're in the 10th month, but on the Hebrew calendar we're in the 9th month. But let's not be confused by that. Let's just continue to follow the biblical calendar because it supersedes all. Hallelujah. So this is just a quick audio to say greetings to everyone in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. For those who don't know why we call the Messiah Yahushua, we have learned prophetically through visions, dreams, and the audible voice of the Most High God, and through the prophets of the Most High God, that the name Yahushua HaMashiach is the original name of the Messiah, and the name Jesus Christ is a transliteration of the name Yahushua. The name Jesus Christ is a Greek Latin name, and it's going to cause problems in the not so distant future from now, because the anti-Messiah is going to use it to deceive the world that he is the Jesus Christ that everyone is expecting, and he will do many great signs and wonders, just as Jesus Christ did when he was on earth in human form. So many people will be persuaded to trust him or to believe that he is the true Christ, and which is not so. And that's Barack Hussein Obama. So we are to get accustomed and to learn the name Yahushua, not Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, but Yahushua. And then, you know, get into the habit of using it and using it to pray, using it to preach, using it in conversation. Hallelujah. Note that the name Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, is also going to cause problems for anyone that uses that name in the future, particularly for the left behind saints of the Most High God. Yeah. Any left behind saint that is a true believer of the Most High God, that uses the beloved name Jesus Christ or Yeshua or any other transliterated name such as Jesus, or Yesu or Yetu, anything like that, they will not be able to get any help or protection from Yah, and that is what will lead to some being martyred when they are not supposed to be. You know, there are people that are set apart for being martyred, and there are others that are not. But you know what the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, has revealed is that she will be on earth during the time after the rapture, the holy rapture to the heavens, and she will make divine provision of needs such as food and shelter to those who are left behind. But in order to access those needs, one must call on the correct name, which is the name Yahushua, the name that means Yah saves. Yah saves or Yah salvation. Hallelujah. So if anyone calls on a different name, you know, they will not be able to access the help, because just imagine, how can Yah, the creator, answer our prayers in the same name as the devil is using to deceive the world? So anytime you call the name Jesus Christ or Yeshua or Yetu or Yesu or Jesu or Jesus or any other name that they use around the world to call the Messiah, that time when Obama has already started using those names, what's going to happen is he will be the one to answer and say, yes, here I am. How can I help you? And if you look confused, you know, you wonder why he's answering you and you know he's the Antichrist, he will get you arrested and send you to the torture center that he has prepared for that time. So it's very important to learn the correct name of the Messiah, because only 144,000 are going to be raptured in the first holy rapture to the heavens. That is the time when Obama has been revealed as the anti-Messiah, and it will be not long after the 3 days of darkness. And then also in the second holy rapture to the heavens, which is after the two witnesses have finished their ministration, also 144,000 will be raptured. So other people will die just before the 3 days of darkness, and also between the 3 days of darkness and the first holy rapture. However, you know, there are many people that will be left behind, because altogether, the anti-Messiah, during those 3.5 years, he'll be given to torture people. He will kill about 666 million, and that includes people who have believed in the Messiah, the true Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach, as well as the Orthodox Jews who don't necessarily believe in the Messiah, but they hold the Torah with their whole lives. They observe the Torah. So the issue of the Sabbath in particular will get them killed, because Obama will declare Sunday worship as his day of worship, the day to be honored, which is already in place, but that time it will be emphasized more. And then Saturday, anyone that observes the Sabbath on Saturday will be mattered if they, you know, get found out, or if they get caught, or if they get reported by anyone that is a snitch. So there's a lot to learn as we are preparing for the great and dreadful day of the Lord Yahweh, which is mentioned within the holy biblical scriptures, particularly in the book of Joel, Ezekiel, and many other days. That day begins, well, according to some scriptures, it begins with the 3 days of darkness, but my understanding is that it begins with the giants returning to the earth. I was meant to teach about the giants last month, you know, in the Hebrew month called Cheshvan, but I've been so busy. The last couple of weeks have been hectic for me because of various things coming up within our family. So this is an audio to also express our apologies for not uploading any teachings over the last couple of weeks. We have you in mind. We haven't forgotten, and you know, we are so desirous to get back to what we normally do and share. My husband and I, Pastor Ade Israel and I, Sister Perpetua Shulamit of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry, we are so desirous to share, you know, the wondrous things of Yahweh that he reveals in his word, as well as prophetically through visions and dreams and audible voice. However, it's just so challenging at the moment, and we ask that you bear with us. We're praying that Yah will cause our lives to be a bit more stable so that we have enough time in the day to be able to put teachings together and share them accordingly. So we do have a big backlog of teachings, but May Yah Shaddai give us the grace to be able to catch up speedily in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. So I've, you know, shared about the name of the Messiah on Sunday worship for those who have not known much about it in the past, or who have not read our teachings or come across the prophecies that we have shared on our website. This is just, you know, pointers or reminders of what we need to be aware of, because time is short. The politics within the UK and the politics within the USA is telling us a lot about what is to come. Hallelujah. So also the politics in Nigeria, because whatever is happening in Nigeria is very much related to what is happening in the USA. I've been wanting to share what Yahweh made me understand last week, but I haven't been able to. I forgot to add within the message that I shared some weeks back after the fasting and prayer program for Nigerian politics, that it is important to understand that the person that is going to take over as the president of Nigeria is currently not campaigning. You know, it's just going to be like Trump. You know, Trump just came onto the scene suddenly, very close to the end of the election campaign in 2016. And somehow he won. You know, the Lord made a way for Hillary Clinton to lose and for Donald J. Trump to win the elections. By the grace of Yah, the difference between Trump and the person that is coming is that the person will be faithful and will be godly and will execute the will of Yah. Where, you know, Trump was, you know, has basically done the same thing, but along the way he has ended up taking the mark of the beast, and that has changed him to a totally different person. So now he is working on the agenda of the anti-Messiah, and some things he knows, some things he doesn't know, because he's mind controlled. But also Yahweh doesn't always give us privy to everything. He doesn't allow us to know everything. But, you know, just understand that there's, you know, I know the Republican and the Democrats are two different parties in America, and the Democrats, which are more like the Democrats, are always enslaving the black people, something that Yahweh is using Candace Owens and two other people to deliver the black people from that bondage or enslavement. However, at the moment, because of the times we're in now, unfortunately, even though Donald Trump is part of the Republican Party, because he has taken the mark of the beast, he is under the control of the anti-Messiah Barack Hussein Obama. Now, let us continue to pray regarding the Nigerian elections, that the will of Yah will come. We should not force our way by telling Yah that one of the two people, you know, because now that Tinubu has been exposed as the person that Yahweh was talking about, that, you know, they want to do ritual ceremony to inaugurate him this month, to become the president in the spiritual realm, and then next year the president physically in the physical realm. Now that he is disqualified spiritually and physically, it doesn't mean that the two people that are left, that they are Yahweh's choice. No, they are not. And so we shouldn't be going to Yahweh and saying that this should be his choice. No, let us pray that Yahweh, let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens in Nigeria. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, that should be our prayer continually until the will of Yah is made manifest in the physical realm. So, as I said, we hope to share more as time goes on. We are in the ninth month, which is the month of Benjamin and the month of the Hebrew letter Samech. It's a very important month because it's a month whereby we must learn how to deal with our enemies. It's a month whereby we are attacked by the enemy, basically we are attacked because we love Torah and we want to observe the, you know, uphold the Torah of Yahweh, the law of Yahweh accordingly. So it's a time to sharpen our fighting skills and to, you know, be very vigilant spiritually and physically. Now, I hope to share more about this in another audio. I don't want to make this audio too long. It's just to send greetings to you on this very first day of the month of December. December, you can see that the first three letters or the first four letters tell us that it means 10, which means this is the 10th month and not the 12th. The enemy has made it the 12th month on the Roman Gregorian calendar so that the enemy can go ahead of us in the spiritual realm to do evil before we get into the new year physically. But in the spiritual realm, we are already in the new year 2023, brethren. I was meant to share last month as well in November, and the, you know, the ninth month, November, on the Roman Gregorian calendar, and the eighth month, Cheshvan, on the biblical calendar, that we should begin to pray about how we are going to get through the year 2023. I can't share too much right now, but I hope to share soon. The year 2023 is going to be extremely challenging according to what Yahweh is showing, is revealing right now, especially for America, but also generally worldwide for many people. The year 2023 is going to be extremely challenging, brethren. I really encourage you, if you have money, please really do try your best to stock up on food, stock up on necessities, and learn basic skills such as how to make soap, plan how you'll be brushing your teeth without toothpaste, and, you know, like, you can start using ash, chewing stick. You need to start thinking very well about how you're going to survive without the very things we are used to. You know, things that we take for granted. For those who are struggling, what I will say is, please take time to fast and pray very well. Ask Yahweh to send, you know, divine help. There was a time when the famine was so great in the land of Israel, and Yahweh, according to the lost books of the Bible, Yahweh would send prophet Elijah on several occasions to help various families. Some families recognized him and they were able to bless him accordingly, and then he blessed them in return abundantly for life. Others did not, and they missed the blessing. May we not miss the blessing in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. So, brethren, this is the time to prepare for year 2023 very well, because what is coming up is extremely challenging compared to what we have gone through this year, 2022. Those who have been struggling financially and, you know, they are struggling for food as well. If things don't change soon, it's really going to be more challenging next year. This is not to scare you, but to get you to prepare. This is all related to what happened at the COP27, which was held in Egypt, Mizraim, this year. I'm meant to share about this some weeks back while we were studying about Noah, because it's all related to the great flood, Mabul. But once again, I am running behind schedule, brethren. I'm so sorry, but I'll try my best to share. But in the meantime, I encourage you to take time to fast and pray regarding the year 2023. That Yahweh will open doors of blessing like never before in Yahushua's name. And also he will, and also that he will help you to, you know, have a strong mindset that can cope with being able to, you know, live through the coming challenges. Many people keep thinking that the Holy Rapture is going to happen on a beautiful sunny day, like, you know, we have every day. But brethren, things are going to get worse before the Holy Rapture happens. The Holy Rapture is going to happen in the midst of many things ongoing. There'll be great earthquakes. There'll be darkness all around. There'll be much happening, much chaos. So I need to stop here for now because I have so much to do today. But I thought I should say hello to everyone. And we ask that you kindly bear with us. We will be in touch hopefully soon. Also remember that the festival, the Holy Biblical Appointed Time called Hanukkah, also known as Hanukkah, in English is called Dedication, and also we also call it the Feast of Lights. Is the festival of which commemorates the conception of Yahushua HaMashiach in Miriam's womb or Mariam's womb. And it's also the festival that commemorates victory over King Antiochus the Epiphanes, you know, the Greek Syrian king that took over Israel and tried to Hellenize the Israelites. Also, it commemorates the miracle of oil in the lamp, the seven branch golden lampstand in the temple, the holy temple, the second holy temple. And also I think that's it for now. That's all I can remember for now. Anyway, so this is a very important month, the ninth month that we've entered into. That festival of Hanukkah begins at sunset on the Sunday, the 18th of December, and then it ends at sunset on Monday, the 26th of December. Now, there's no high Sabbaths during the festival of Hanukkah. However, we need to have our menorah. This called the Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the nine branch lampstand. So this festival begins on the 25th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar and finishes on the 3rd of Tevet. So it begins in this ninth month called Kislev and then finishes in the 10th month called Tevet. Hallelujah. Now we hope to share a lot of things during that period. I pray that Yahweh will, you know, make it easy for us to be able to. I especially want to share about the history of sports during that time, because it is something that the enemy used to persecute the children of Israel during the time of King Antiochus Epiphanes in Israel. And also last year we focused on pork, pig meat, ham, bacon. You know, we was sharing that it is by Yahweh's law or Torah, we are not supposed to eat unclean foods, and pig meat was used to torture the children of Israel during the period when the King Antiochus took over the land of Israel and was trying to Hellenize the Israelites. He forced them to eat it, and when they refused to, he would burn them alive. He would scrape their heads with a hot metal. He would cut off their fingers. He would put them in all kinds of torture situations. And whatever happened that time is exactly what's going to happen during the time when Obama rises to power. That's the kind of torture he has prepared for the children of Israel. This is was revealed through Happiness I Bangbi's prophecies, but also the book called The Apocalypse of Elijah throws more light on what is coming up, and also Esdras, Second Esdras, or the Apocalypse of Esdras. Okay, I need to stop here for now. This audio is coming to an end. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Shalom, brethren. We'll be in touch.